The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Herod the Tetrarch heard of the reputation of Jesus and said to his servants, "This man is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead. That is why mighty powers are at work in him." Now Herod had arrested John, bound him, and put him in prison on account of Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip. For John had said to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." Although he wanted to kill him, he feared the people, for they regarded him as a prophet. But at a birthday celebration for Herod, the daughter of Herodias performed a dance before the guests and delighted Herod so much that he swore to give her whatever she might ask for. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me here on a platter the head of John the Baptist." The king was distressed, but because of his oaths and the guests who were present, he ordered that it be given, and he had John beheaded in the prison. His head was brought in on a platter and given to the girl, who took it to her mother. His disciples came and took away the corpse and buried him, and they went and told Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Oh, we got to do better than that. Good morning, brothers and sisters. That's good. That's good. Good. Little tiny thought for you here for the day. We hear the story of the martyrdom of John the Baptist, which appears several times throughout the scriptures. And it's the story of King Herod the Tetrarch. Now, Herod the Tetrarch, who kills John the Baptist, is not the same King Herod who tried to kill Jesus when he was a baby in Bethlehem. Herod the Tetrarch, who's also known as Herod Antipas, that's King Herod's son. And as you heard, the great controversy around Herod the Tetrarch was his marriage, because Herod had divorced his wife, and he married a lady named Herodias, who had also gotten divorced, and they married each other, which was bad enough for the Jews, but to make it even worse and to go directly against the holiness code of the book of Leviticus and also a passage from the book of Deuteronomy, Herodias had been married to Herod's brother Philip. Now, every Jew in Israel found this to be morally repugnant, and they were terribly upset by it, but nobody spoke a word because they were all afraid. They all kept their silence, and they all kept their convictions all bottled up, everybody that is, except for one person, the spirit of a saint, John the Baptist, who speaks a very simple, utterly irreproachable truth, saying to the king, "It is not lawful for you to have her as your wife." And because John the Baptist spoke this very simple truth, he was arrested, imprisoned, and beheaded, a case study in the age-old truth that no good deed goes unpunished. So John speaks up on his convictions, pays for it with his life. Everybody else keeps their comfortable silence, and they walk away safe. Question for you here for the morning. What do you think you would have done? You might ask this similar question: what are you currently doing? Because the world in which we live right now is not so terribly different from the circumstances in which St. John the Baptist found himself in this reading from the Gospel of Matthew. We live in a world that is, morally speaking, it's collapsing before our very eyes in real time. Pope Benedict told us this would happen. He called it the dictatorship of relativism, in which everything that's good and everything that's true and everything that's beautiful gets attacked, and anybody who tries to speak up or speak out against it is silenced and shamed and punished, and this in the name of tolerance. It is delicious in its irony. So the question then is, what would you have done? What are you doing? Do you ever hear a story like this and you say to yourself, "I wish I had the courage of a saint"? Do you ever hear a story like this and say to yourself, why am I living my life with my convictions all bottled up inside of me? What am I made out of? If you ever wished that you could have the courage and conviction of a saint, just a little tiny thought for you here for the day. What you see on display in this gospel, very simply, is the difference between virtue and vice. The virtue of John the Baptist, the vice of King Herod. Now, virtue and vice are both habits. That means they're learned by doing. The definition of a virtue is the habit that's formed by choosing what's right, with the residue of all those past good decisions helping you to continue to make more good decisions. And by contrast, the definition of a vice is it's exactly the opposite. It's all the bad decisions that you've already made with all their residue that makes you continue to do bad decisions. Both virtue and vice, both the doing of good and the doing of evil, they're habits, almost like being in a moral stream that pulls us along. And the simple little truth for the day is that if you want to have the courage of a saint, you have to have the humility to start small. So ask yourself this question before you say that you're willing to have your head lopped off in conviction for the truth. What's your relationship with the truth in very simple things? Do you exaggerate the truth when it's to your own benefit? Do you speak of glowing terms and persons when they're in your presence, but in detracting terms when they're behind your back? Are there people even under your own roof with whom you hold an uneasy false peace because you won't speak simple truths that need to be voiced? These are the places in which we begin to build the habit of loving the truth. John the Baptist acted the way he acted because he was in the habit of speaking the truth, such that when it came to be difficult, he was already well in the habit of doing it. He was halfway along the path to do so. And King Herod, by contrast, he was in the habit of speaking only what was comfortable, which is why he catered and caved to public opinion the moment that it tugged at his moral chain. We have to be careful to understand that there's no shortcut from building a virtue. It's a habit. St. Thomas Aquinas contrasts John the Baptist with the vice of foolhardiness, and that is an irrational, reckless disdain for safety when it ought to be taken into consideration. There's no shortcut to doing this. One of my favorite little facts from the ancient church is that those persons were not to be counted as martyrs in the ancient church in Rome who deliberately provoked the Romans to anger. If they were foolhardy, they were not to be counted as martyrs. They had to be killed in odium fidei, in hatred of their faith. So there's no shortcut around it. So a real simple thought for you here today. You ever find yourself frustrated with having your convictions bottled up within you? Do you ever wish that you had the courage of the saint? Let's learn to practice the humility to love the truth, even in very small things, to start right where we are, right now, even today, and to ask for the prayers of the saints to help us. St. Alphonsus Liguori, pray for us.